Daily Light, September the 7th, morning. Rejoice in hope, the hope laid up for you in heaven. If in this life we only have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. Through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Let no one be moved by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are destined for this. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercies, he hath caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him, and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. Through him we have also gained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Rejoice in hope. Romans 12:12 and Colossians 1:5. 1 Corinthians 15:19, Acts 14:22, Luke 14:27, 1 Corinthians 3:3, Philippians 4:4, Romans 15:13, 1 Peter 1:3, and 1 Peter 1:8, Romans 5:2. Daily Light, September the 7th, evening. I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for wholeness and not for evil. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom? Having nothing and yet possessing everything, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Oh, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. Psalm 40:17 and Jeremiah 29:11, Isaiah 55:8-9, Psalm 139:17-18. Psalm 92:5, Psalm 40:5, 1 Corinthians 1:26, James 2:5, 2 Corinthians 6:10, Ephesians 3:8.